They said they don't need the help. They don't want the help. It's just local rabble-rousers setting things on fire, throwing rocks at ICE agents. You know, your usual run-of-the-mill Summer of Love riot that brought to you by the likes of George Floyd. That's all it is. It's nothing, folks. It's nothing. Nothing to see here. That's what they were telling us all weekend. That's what they told us all weekend. Donald Trump is the one who escalated all of this, not the rioters, not the people setting cars on fire, not the people throwing stones and rocks and parts of buildings at people. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. Listen to Cory Booker. And again, listen, it's you can't believe a word any of these people say when they're brought when this stuff is brought to their attention. Let me tell you the telltale sign, sort of the if you play poker, they say the tell. This is how you know that it's worse than they tell you. Cory Booker, listen to what he says. He begins by saying, "The reality is," which means what you're seeing is not reality.
The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles. And
yeah, it's all peaceful. Forget about the images playing on your television screens and on the internet and on X and Facebook. The reality is, and please, with all due respect, you know that if a name is attached to a Democrat, you know that the reality is it ain't what they're telling you. But what I loved about this is that Cory Booker, a guy from one of the worst towns in New Jersey, right? Well, he represents one of the worst towns in New Jersey, Trenton. This guy is telling you that, oh, no, it's nothing, and the police can handle it.
The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles. And again, any violence against police officers should not be accepted. Local authorities can handle that.
Local authorities can handle that. Let's ask local authorities.
We are overwhelmed as far as the number of people out there engaged in this type of activity and the type of things that they're doing. They'll take backpacks, and the backpack will have a cinder block in it.
That is Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald. That's Cory Booker telling you that the police can handle it. And our very own dum-dum, denunt-denunt extraordinaire, Chris Murphy joined the fray as well, saying that the local police can handle all of this.
What's your take on where this is headed?
Well, I think it's first important to point out that Donald Trump is just not telling the truth. You know, there's been property damage, but these are pretty isolated protests. There's just no doubt that the local law enforcement can handle them.
Yeah, the law enforcement can handle it. Let's go again to LAPD Police Chief Jim McDonald.
We are overwhelmed as far as the number of people out there engaged in this type of activity.
Yeah, they're overwhelmed, Chris Murphy. And you know what? I can go with Cory Booker in Washington and from Newark, not knowing what the LAPD can handle. I can even stomach denunt-denunt Chris Murphy telling Mika Brzezinski in the studio that the police can handle it, knowing nothing about what the police can handle. But what I can never stand is when the governor of California echoes the same nonsense as the other two bozos. Listen to Governor Gavin Newsom in his own backyard.
Tom Holman, the border czar, said to me yesterday he did not rule out.
No, that wasn't it. That was it.
We're here to support local law enforcement. There's a mutual aid process. Local law enforcement had no needs.
We are overwhelmed as far as the number of people out there engaged in this.
Gavin Newsom said that the local police had no needs. Jim McDonald, chief of police, we're overwhelmed. Even Gavin Newsom doesn't know what's going on in their own community. But I got to tell you, folks, truth be told, I don't really care about California. I don't care about California. California's got to burn. It's got to fall into that abyss known as the Pacific Ocean. Or as they say in the hood, Specific Ocean. Sorry. It's just got to go. It's got to land right in it. It just has to. California is a failed state. What we're witnessing is the end of a civilization. And that is California. And it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming. California is more than a sanctuary state. It's become a third world state. Here's something that you don't know. Remember they had a reparations task force in California? That reparation task force was representing 2.5 million black people. Do you know what the population of illegals in California is? 2.6 million. Yeah. This is a state that harbors illegals. They are the most important constituency to this state. That's why there was no reparations given to African Americans, aside from the fact that California was not a slave state. But the most important people there are illegals. The only things that can happen to California is more will leave, and it will definitely become a failed state. Remember, folks, there were no riots for the homeless. No riots for water shortages or water rationing. No riots for gas prices. No riots for the exodus of businesses. Even Hollywood is leaving. No riots for the tax hikes that followed when businesses left. No riots for the fires and the failed response to them as people lost their homes. There were no riots for anything, only for the illegals. California's most treasured commodity are illegal immigrants. For them, they riot. If I were the president of these United States, if I were Donald Trump, I would build a wall. And I would build the wall against Arizona and Nevada and give California to Mexico. And then we can make Canada the 50th state and it wouldn't affect the stars on the flag. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. Give up California. Now, I know people say, well, it's the fifth largest economy. Not for long. Give it to Mexico and see what they do with it. Just give it to them. See what happens. What's the use? Now, people think that Donald Trump is going to just take over the state. It's going to be an insurrection act and he's just going to take it over. Why not? Why not? Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom are absolutely ineffective. They cannot take care of that state. They cannot protect law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. The exodus since 2020 has been 350,000 people who have left the state. It is, I mean, the U-Hauls in California are scarce because no U-Hauls are coming into the state. That tells you what it's like living there. Everyone wants to go, but in order to get a truck to leave, U-Haul operations has to leave the state and grab trucks and bring them back into the state so that people can use them to leave. U-Haul is assisting in relieving California of its taxpayers. McDonald's. I mean, what brand isn't closing down in California? CVS, Walgreens, they're all leaving. It doesn't pay to exist. Not in that state. You got to give it up. And I got to say this. This is the part that I find amazing. What started all of this? Listen to this real quick. Mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. She said something that I heard from someone else not too long ago. asking the question, why are ICE agents showing up at Home Depot? Why are they showing up at businesses? And there is a theme that's going along with this. Listen to Karen Bass, who says, when all of this started Friday.
And I just have to say that all of you were there Friday. Everybody knows what happened Friday. A workplace, several workplaces were targeted and raids took place. Now, in the beginning, the administration said they were just looking for dangerous felons, violent people. It's hard to say that that's what they found at a workplace or in a Home Depot parking lot. When this happens,
what are you talking about? You're telling me that illegals at a Home Depot, that those illegals there have committed no crimes. You know this why? Because they showed up? Because they're standing outside of a Home Depot and go, look at them. They're just at the Home Depot. Those are innocent people. Ladies and gentlemen, if you live in California, hell, if you live here in Connecticut and you're dodging the police and you don't want them to travel to your known haunts, take it down to the Home Depot, ladies and gentlemen. Just innocent people hang out there outside looking for manual labor. They'll never suspect it. Yeah, there's no violent felons outside of the Home Depot. Never. Let me tell you, this is going to make you laugh. And this actually happened. I wish I was telling you a tale out of school. This is a true story. You guys know I used to work for U-Haul during my tenure, off and on radio. I'm working at a Home Depot. No, working at a Home Depot. At a U-Haul center. I work in a corporate marketing company office right above one of the U-Haul centers. And when you say U-Haul center, that's like an actual building owned only by U-Haul. And I come downstairs, and every day I walk in the job, there's always a bunch of guys, day laborers outside the U-Haul, asking, if you pull up in a car, do you need help moving? Do you need help moving? And because it's dirt cheap and moving is pretty expensive, a lot of the customers will take some of these day laborers on. And they'll pay them a flat fee or a very small fee to get them to move their stuff. The risk is these guys don't have any insurance. If something gets broken, it's on you. But you saved yourself a buck or two. So luck of the draw, you're rolling the dice. Well, one day I'm coming downstairs and some of these guys I got pretty familiar with. I saw them every day for a year. There's one black guy by the name of Rob. I could tell his story because he doesn't even do it anymore. And I became very familiar with it. In fact, he helped me move a couch. That's how well I know him. Yes, I used him. Anyway, Rob tells me, I walk outside and I see two guys fighting. Then three guys are fighting. Then four guys are fighting one guy. And I said, Rob, what the hell's going on here? And he goes, yeah, they're beating up that guy because he's screwing with their money. I'm like, what, did he steal from them? They said, no. Here's the story. The five of them were on a job. Customer came out and hired all five of them to help him move. It was a big move. Got a 26-foot truck, took two trips. At the end of the job, one of them showed up at the customer's house at 3 o'clock in the morning and tried to rob them. Tried to break into the home and rob them. And the other guys found out about it. And they went off. I mean, they went off on him and they beat him down. The police came. It was a whole thing. But they said that he was messing with their money. Now, that means that if it gets out that one of these day laborers will more than likely rob you, more than likely do a home invasion, these guys are out of a job. So I say to Karen Bass, what makes you think that because they're outside of a Home Depot or they're outside of a U-Haul, they're just innocent bystanders? Just innocent illegals just trying to get a buck. Many of them aren't making any money in what? The drug trade, the trafficking trade, you know, the human trafficking, the sex trade. Some of them have to go out and be day laborers. Remember, they're illegals. They do anything to get by. Some things quite nefarious. By the way, for those of you who ever go through a U-Haul, just take what I said in consideration, okay? Take that as a warning. I'm not really, really good with strangers in my house anyway. That's why Roseanne and I never take company and no one's come by for dinner.